Fashion is defined as the prevailing style, as in dress, during a particular time. Fashion was forever changed in the Roaring Twenties when women and men both centered around the revolution of freedom in clothing. Roaring Twenties showed off an entirely new and outrageous use of colors in fashion. The 30s was all about being innovative. When it came to fashion, women began reusing materials and fabrics to make their own clothing, which shifted the direction that fashion would take for the future. A much more simple and sophisticated look, opposite of the Roaring Twenties, was introduced. Despite the decrease in spending, the iconic puffy sleeves blouse were all the rage for women. Whether they spared what money they had to buy them or emulated the look through their own creations, women idolized puffy sleeves. It emphasized waistlines while introducing an entirely new look. Women's clothes of the 1940s were typically modeled after the utility clothes produced during war rationing. Square shoulders, narrow hips, and skirts that ended just below the knee were the height of fashion. Tailored suits were also quite popular. With the threat of night air raids across much of the UK, a new fashion item emerged. The siren suit was arguably an early form of a onesie. Very fashionable in the war years, they were long-sleeved trouser suits which could easily be pulled on in the rush to get to an air raid shelter. Many people made their own, while more tailored styles were available in shops with coupons. Because jewelry was also on the ration, innovative ways were found to create bespoke items. There was a plastic bracelet that was made from a windscreen of a crashed German aircraft. Nighttime blackout restrictions also led to innovative new products to help people be seen in the dark. Blackout regulations were imposed on the 1st September 1939, before the declaration of war. These required that all windows and doors should be covered at night with suitable materials, such as heavy curtains, cardboard, or paint, to prevent the escape of any glimmer of light that might aid enemy aircraft. Selfridges in London pioneered a range of luminous accessories, and far from urging people to don dark color clothes in the blackout, the government actively encouraged the wearing of white clothes. It wanted to halt a rise in the number of car accidents involving pedestrians. The fashion of the era was truly representative of the events happening in the world in a most visible way. This era made undeniable marks on the future designers and the science of fashion as the world knows it. Fashion and costume designs were influenced and changed due to the many limitations presented and imposed by World War II. Rationing changed the face of fashion by placing new man-made materials and fibers in clothing. These fibers are still used today in mainstream fashion: nylon, plastic, hemp, cotton, and synthetic blends. Mainbacher originally made a name for himself in Paris before the war, even though he is American. Born in Connecticut, he stayed in France after serving in World War I and worked for Harper's Bazaar, afterwards becoming the editor of French Vogue magazine. In 1929, he created his own line of couture garments and opened a store in Paris. There he designed his designs created a buzz of elegance and extravagance for the next decade, as did other designers in Paris. He moved his store to New York when the war began in 1939. He opened a fashion house next to Tiffany's on 57th Street in Manhattan and continued to have success in America. Mainbacher's contributed to fashion during World War II was significant. His line consisted only for high couture fashion or completely custom-made clothing, whereas other designers had a ready-to-go line as well. His line catered to the social elite both in Paris and New York. However, he did design the uniforms for the U.S. Navy Waves, women accepted for voluntary emergency service, in 1942, which was tailored and strong while still showing the curves of the woman wearing the uniform. Other fashion designers of the time contributed to the war by creating uniforms as well. Bergdorf Goodman designed the uniform for the WASP, Women's Air Force Service Pilots. The uniform had several versions, including one for dress and one for flying. The flying version employed the Eisenhower jacket, named after Dwight D. Eisenhower, was a popular men's jacket that was designed with a cropped waist and large pleating in the back to accompany insulating layers beneath it. The dress uniform was made up of a belted jacket and skirt with a beret, which was designed by Frederick of Hollywood. Fashion underwent a forced change in the 1940s, and it bettered the industry as a whole, unifying designers for a common cause, unifying whole industries such as the Hollywood machine, and really utilizing the use of propaganda in clothing for the first time. The impact on fashion, despite the limitations imposed upon it, was immense, and it still felt today. In World War II, people expressed fear and strength through fashion. Women started wearing more masculine designs and started taking bigger roles in war. Style became less about looks and more about practicalness and readiness for action. Clothing was more practical than before the World War. People seemed to express their fear of the war by fitting the style to match the events taking place, reusing materials because of rationing, and making it easy to get into clothes for the fear of an enemy airstrike. Blackouts made people wear more white. Basically, World War II affected fashion from a more practical standpoint.